It's Texas Standard Time.
With more on how the communities in West Texas are dealing with the aftermath, we're joined now by Odessa Mayor David Turner. Mayor Turner, thanks so much for taking the time out of your busy schedule. We certainly do appreciate it.
It's my pleasure.
Could you tell us a little bit about how the last 72 hours have been for you? I know it must have been heart-wrenching, especially at some of these vigils that you've been present at.
It's been a rough 72 hours, but, you know, Texans are resilient, and I'm very proud of the way the community is coming together. In fact, this morning I'm headed to Odessa High School, where they lost one of their students, just to check on the kids, check on the administration, make sure that they know we're standing with them, and just letting them know that we care.
A lot of folks going back to work as well today. You mentioned school. How are folks in the community dealing with this tragedy? What are you hearing from them firsthand?
Well, I think first, everyone's still in shock. I think that will probably take a week or two to really overcome. I think some people are angry. You just run the gamut of the emotions. But the thing that really inspires me most are the stories that are coming out about, you know, citizen helping citizen. You know, a perfect example is all of the funerals have been paid for by a funeral home. United Airlines has offered to fly in families at no cost to any of the families. The amount of food we have and the amount of phone calls from mayors and that I've received personally, you just realize how special our state is when we stand together.
I was listening to the governor who was out at UT Permian Basin back, I guess, Sunday it was.
Yes,
and
sir.
He seemed rather exasperated by the frequency of these shootings. Now, this is the second in West Texas in a month. And he seemed to suggest that doing nothing is not an option. What more could be done? I mean, there were some proposals that the Texas legislature they'd been considering, but they chose not to take up, like, for instance, red flag laws.
Well, I mean, I think it's just what I've learned in the last 72 hours. It's not one thing is not going to fix it. We need stronger mental health laws. I think there were red flags for this gentleman or this person. But you know, as municipalities and as a state, we're very limited on what we can do when somebody shows that they have maybe spiraling down or they may have some mental issues. You know, you can hold them for 24, 48 hours and then you have to release them. You know, that is something that's going to have to be addressed.
He'd been turned down when he tried to make a gun purchase. Is something wrong with our background check laws? Is something failing us?
I'm a gun owner, and it's something I struggle with. How did he get this weapon when he had been turned down? I don't know the facts. I know the ATF is in the middle of this, and I'm sure things will come out. And, you know, some of the national news has tried to politicize this issue, and I told them, I said, at this point, I'm not interested in talking politics right now. I'm worried about my community, and we are going to get through these next few weeks. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of funerals we need to attend, and there will be a time for debate, but right now I'm just concerned about my community.
Is there anything that someone listening to us right now could do? I mean, we talked with the mayor of Midland who was calling for people to join in prayer for the community. I know the governor is looking for ways to help as well. I know politicians across the state are looking for ways to help. Is there anything that could be done?
I think first and foremost, we covet your prayers. There are those that are still in the hospital. We have three officers, the DPS officer, the Odessa Police Department officer, and the Midland police officer are still in the hospital along with some victims. A lot of these victims were not from Odessa because of the current oil boom, we have people from all over the state and all over the country in here. Prayer is probably the most important. The governor has been fantastic. There were some GoFundMe pages that were fraudulent, and the attorney general and the governor have shut those down and are in the process of getting some of these stolen pictures off Facebook, which has been fantastic. The governor has offered the full resources of the state. Mayor of San Antonio, mayor of Abilene, mayor of El Paso have all reached out. You know, just saying I'm here and you're welcome to our resources has been huge. In the next few weeks, we may need some help. Right now, we're just, you know, loving on those that need to be loved on right now.
Mayor Turner, before I let you go, I'm very sensitive to this issue that you bring up about the politicization of this shooting, and I want to say that up front. Governor Abbott last night said that Texas is working on a legislative package and that expedited executions for mass murderers would be a nice addition. That's a quote from the governor on Twitter.
Yes, sir.
Can you imagine anything that can be done legislatively, and would you agree with what the governor is saying there?
You know, I'd like to say I understand the situation, but it's something that I'm learning as we speak. To be honest with you, I'm glad he's dead. I'm glad we don't have to spend tax dollars to go through the courts and things like that. And that may sound very callous, but when you've seen, you know, when you've stood beside officers who have bullet holes in their arms or bullet holes in their legs, or you see the Midland police officer that has lost his sight in one of his eyes, to be honest with you, I'm mad as hell. And I wish I had the answers, but I'm relying on those in Austin and to come up with solid ideas, not just politicians saying we're going to do something and then do something that doesn't get any results. You know, I'll leave my faith in them because, you know, right now I've got everything I can handle taking care of my citizens.
Odessa Mayor David Turner. Mayor Turner, thank you very much, and you're in our thoughts.
Thank you very much.